it was the cry of the ship going down. Every man was petty at his post. Captain and crew, when they knew the war, saving the women and children first. Be British is the cry to everyone, and though fate has proved unkind, could you are willing with a penny or a shilling for those they've left behind.
The clock above the grand staircase stopped forever at exactly 2:20 a.m. on April 15, 1912, and the world held its breath. It marked the passing of not only many souls, both celebrated and ordinary, but of an era when man believed he could harness the forces of nature, plot the future, and even control his destiny. Titanic's legacy was much more than a great ship gone down and lives lost, but a hard lesson about the pitfalls of excess, greed, and nihilism, and ultimately about finding redemption in basic human goodness. She was the Millionaire Special, built by common European laborers, a floating palace to squire rich and poor alike to a land still young and hopeful. It was a heady, rebellious time when ragtime was king, the Hollywood flickers were all the rage, and women demanded the right to vote. So in this age of runaway optimism, when they said Titanic was unsinkable, who wouldn't believe it? After all, millions were poured into the luxury steamer, the largest moving object ever built, four city blocks long, soaring some 60 feet above the water. Its double hull, six watertight compartments, and four-story high engines certainly assured total safety. There was even a fourth dummy smokestack just for show. Besides, ships didn't sink anymore. Even the steady and reliable Captain Edward Smith said so. One only has to look into the steamer's string of bizarre misfortunes, set in motion by her near collision with the New York upon her departure from Southampton, to wonder if she was indeed destined for disaster. Then there was the question of Titanic's excessive speed through the treacherous North Atlantic ice fields. The lookout in the crow's nest, who had his binoculars stolen and spotted the iceberg only seconds too late. And the final heartbreak of the Californian, just miles away but rudely turned aside by Marconi operators Phillips and Bride, preoccupied with mounds of insignificant wires. Had any one of these factors been slightly different, and the ship could have easily averted disaster.